This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1885. How to make English phrasal verb troubles go away. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Do you ever want to just tell someone or something to go away? This phrasal verb is packed with emotion. There are good times to use it and times when you should avoid it. Find out more today. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th. Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey there, Aubrey. I'm feeling great today. What about you? What's going on?
Excellent. I have a question for you.
Okay, go for it.
This happened to me last night. Okay. Has anyone ever told you to go away?
Yeah.
So mean, right?
Sometimes in my house, family members, I can annoy them, right? And they go away, right?
Just go away. Yes, my teenager said this to me. I think it's very typical for teenagers. And they're just like, please just go away. Go away.
Or if you try to wake up a teenager, right? And they're trying, they like to sleep a lot. And, you know, if you're a morning person and that person's still sleeping or just wants to, for sure.
Yes, and it's actually a very interesting phrasal verb. So we want to talk about this because there are a ton of uses for this phrasal verb. We're going to highlight the meaning. It's basically to disappear.
Yes.
Usually figuratively.
Yes.
Make something go away.
To make something disappear. I love it. Okay. So guys, we're going to show you exactly how this phrasal verb is used. And then we're going to go into some more examples, right? Some good stuff. You guys get a lot of role plays on All Ears English. So by the way, make sure you go ahead and hit follow on this show right now. Aubrey, why should they hit follow?
Yes, guys, 4 episodes every week, and they're always so interesting, jam-packed with vocabulary and grammar. So much fun and social, interesting about the current climate, right? Can't miss
you
those.
You got it. Okay, so we talk about the phrasal verb go away. What would be one meaning for it? How our listeners could use it?
Yeah, so the first is what we shared there at the beginning. A teenager might say go away, or if you're fighting, someone might say go away. It just means leave. Please leave.
Go away, right? And we say this with an expression, right? Go away, right?
Yes, right. Exclamation point at the end. Go away. We're angry when we say this.
You got it. Yeah. Or what would be the second one?
Well, so we also will hear this, especially on the news, saying like if someone's being hounded by the paparazzi, they say she angrily told the paparazzi to go away and stop bothering her. So we use it to just say go away, but we'll also use that phrasal verb to describe the situation, right? I told them to go away and leave me alone.
This makes me think of New York and, you know, what it's like. What is it like to be a celebrity? Sometimes I wonder that, you know, you talk to a New Yorker and we've talked about this too. They say it's not cool to approach celebrities when you see them.
Let them live their lives.
Be cool. Right. Don't approach them.
I had a really embarrassing thing happen to me. I was leaving Rockefeller Center, 30 Rock.
Uh-huh.
We had gone to I think it was a taping of SNL, a live taping of SNL. And we were like leaving a little while later and I saw someone and I thought I knew him. I was like, oh, we know him from church, I think. And my husband was like, no, don't. And it was Jason Sudeikis. He's one of the actors on SNL. He's now bigger because he's Ted Lasso. So he's like, people know him now as Ted Lasso, right? Which is an amazing TV show. Check it out if you haven't. Yeah. And he was getting in a cab and he kind of looked at us like, please don't talk to me. Like, please don't bother me. I just want to get in this cab right now. But we both were like, no, sorry, no, you're not who we thought you were.
Yeah, I just wonder what that's like. Wait, was he an American Pie? Is that that guy? No, it's someone else. Okay,
nope, somebody else. You haven't seen Ted Lasso, Lindsay?
No, Michelle talked about that a lot on this show, actually, last winter. She said it was just amazing. I don't understand what
it is. It's amazing. You have to go watch it. I'm so curious if you would like it. But he was married to Olivia Wilde. So he's been in the news because they divorced.
Okay.
And she then married, I should be able to think of his name. He was like a pop singer and now he is in a movie. Oh, this is embarrassing. All of our listeners right now are thinking his name. They're like, it's this.
They're going crazy. It's too bad we don't have a live message chat with our listeners as we're recording.
Amazing.
That would be cool.
So he's been in the news because of that, but also because Ted Lasso won all these awards, of like the TV awards, because it is such a feel-good show. And
to
so feel good.
Okay. I'll have to check it out. I'm looking for a good new show coming off of Handmaid's Tale. I can't handle it anymore.
Oh, no. So. This is much more lighthearted. I think you would like Ted Lasso.
Okay, good.
Apple TV.
So yeah, think about that, guys. You know, don't approach that celebrity. But yeah, I wonder what it's like to be in their head all the time and asking people to go away, trying to keep them away. So make someone disappear, right? What else, Aubrey? What else?
So then we also have the meaning for go away to stop existing. We'll say like, I wish this pain would go away. Maybe you hurt, you know, you're injured and it's hurting. You're like, I got to take some Tylenol to get this to go away.
Yeah, exactly. So this should make the pain go away, you could say. Or what if there's a problem? Like, I just want to make it go away, right? That's an expression that we hear a lot.
Oh, for sure, right? I need this problem to go away.
I say that
all the time.
Yes. Yeah. And that's when you're feeling frustrated. You might say that when you don't quite know what to do, but all you know is you don't want to experience that problem anymore.
Yes, this happened to me when I got back from Mexico and I had a mountain of laundry. I wish this laundry would just go away. Why do I have to deal with it?
Right. Or I can imagine if you live in a city like I do, occasionally there's street drilling, right? And sometimes after 5 days of street drilling right outside as we're recording a podcast, I say, just make it go away.
I know. Right? I actually can hear. I live right next to a park and there's a big lawnmower mowing the park. Hopefully this amazing new mic doesn't pick up that sound because it's actually so loud out that window.
Okay. So that's a real example happening now.
Yes. Very timely. It.
Yeah. So we do, this phrase actually tends to carry a lot of emotion. So that's something that's interesting about this. That's different than other phrasal verbs. It's usually used in a pretty emotional situation.
That's true. Because we could just say, I wish that would stop. But to say go away is a little more charged. That's a really good point.
Is there anything else that has to do with prison? Going to prison here?
Right. So for someone to disappear figuratively because they're going to go away for a very long time, we use this phrasal verb to say someone's going to prison. Say he's going to go away for a long time.
Yeah, there's been a lot of TV shows based in prisons in the last 10 years. You know what I mean? I feel like all of a sudden a lot of setting, it's a interesting setting for a show, for a TV show.
Yes, there was a TV show, Prison Break, that was pretty good. And then Shawshank Redemption was great with Tim Robbins.
Oh, that's the original. The original, right?
Yeah. That one was really good.
And then there's Orange is the New Black, which I thought that was a great series. Really good writing. So check it out, guys. Yeah.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, time for a role play, Aubrey. Are you ready?
Yes, this is going to be really funny.
Yeah.
In this role play, you, Lindsay, are my teenage daughter.
Weird. All right, let's do it.
Okay. Oh, wait. Flip that. Because I can flip see it's me. I'm your teenage daughter.
Okay.
Unless you flip the name. So
either way.
Which is weirder for you? To be the teenage daughter or to be the mom? They're both weird. Okay.
We're in a role play. It's all good.
Okay, so I'm going to start us off. This isn't fair. Go away.
We need to talk about this.
Sorry, I'm just stressed. I wish my anxiety would go away.
It's so hard to be a teenager. We should go away this weekend to get some R&R.
Nice. So yeah, I'm like, I have to think of a situation where I could say go away to you. Oh, right. I'll be a teenage daughter.
I think teenagers might be the ones that use it the most, running off, you know, in a huff, a big huff, like, go away, right? I bet this is a conversation you probably have with your kids sometimes, right? That
yes,
this comes up, raising
right?
real
because we're like,
daughters.
Okay, we need to talk about this. We need to hash it out. That's another really good phrasal verb, meaning like, we just need to sit down and discuss this. We can't avoid it. We need to fix it, right? Mm-hmm. And if the teenager doesn't want to talk, they might say, go away. Like, I'm in her room, yeah. So she can't stomp off. She has to say, go away to get me to leave.
It's tough being a teenager, right? I'm sure that you don't quite know yet how to handle your emotions. The hormones totally. Are coming up. You just don't have the resources yet. So you're kind of a kid, but you're kind of an adult too. It's weird. Weird time of life.
It's weird. It's really tricky. I can't wait until my kids are like 27 and they get to that point that I hit where I was like, I'm sorry, mom, for how terrible I was. And I really love you. That's going to be a good day.
Yeah. Or like they look forward to having dinner with you guys, you know, having dinner with my parents in the city. Right. It's nice. Like it's,
we've got a few years before we
get
that. I'm already excited for it.
All right. So going back into this, right. Again, you know, the first thing you said, this isn't fair. Go away. That's how a teenager would say it. Okay.
And then I said, I wish my anxiety would go away, which is that second meaning. I wish it would stop existing, stop happening. I wish the pain or the struggle, I wish this problem would go away.
Yeah. And you're going a little deeper into explaining what's happening inside of you, right? You're just,
exactly.
You're kind of asking for help a little bit here, right? As
yes.
the teenager. Yeah. And then I say, it's so hard to be a teenager, right? And I could imagine a mother saying, it's so hard to be a teenager, honey, right? Like using the words.
I say
the words.
My daughter all the time because I have to recognize like a lot of your anger and vitriol that you're spewing at me. These are really high level words that mean like mean anger, right?
Yeah,
teenagers
that's a good
will
word.
Get really mean. And instead of reacting and getting mean and mad back, I have to recognize, just like what you were saying, Lindsay, you're a teenager, you have all these emotions that you're having a hard time handling. It's hard to be a teenager. So sometimes I will say that to her to help myself remember, so hard to be a teenager. You do have anxiety.
It's really good.
You do have stress. I get it. It's okay. I'm not going to be offended that you're.
No, that's so good. I feel like that's very evolved of you, you know, Aubrey, to say that because you're naming that and it takes probably takes a lot of the energy out of it. Not all of it takes
it
a lot
does.
Of. Yeah.
It's a really good reminder for me to be like, don't expect her to act like an adult.
Yeah.
One day when she's 27, she'll be kind to you.
Oh my God.
And just be okay with it for now.
And people are so different between age 15 and 30, 27. I remember when my brother was a teenager, he was kind of an angry kid. Like he would scream a lot and he didn't know how to handle his emotions. It was the same thing. And it was at times it was hard to be around him because he would blow up, especially at my dad. But now he's the most even mannered person to be around and a very pleasant person. He's like a completely different person.
Yes. That's what we have to remember as parents, right?
Yeah.
Someday they will act normal. They will be kind.
Just need to get through the next few years. You could do it.
Exactly. We can survive. We can survive the teenage years.
So guys, I mean, I think the takeaway for our listeners here, well, a couple things. This phrasal verb carries emotion. So use it with emotion, expect to hear it with emotion, right? And practice your listening. You can listen for it when someone is just feeling a lot of emotion, right?
Yes. I love that. To think about that it is a little charged with emotion. So instead of saying, please stop. If you're saying go away, you know, be careful on the scenario. I wouldn't say this to coworkers. I would
right,
say
no,
it more
yeah.
respectfully, more kindly.
That's a good point. That's actually an important point for our listeners today.
Yeah.
Don't use this at the workplace. This could sound, okay, the context here is a teenager talking to her mom. This could sound childish.
Yes.
If you say that to a colleague.
Yeah, if you're fighting, if you're arguing and you need that space or you need them to leave your office, you would just want to respectfully say like, you know, I need a few moments to think about this. You know, would you mind leaving?
Oh my gosh.
How could I say that kindly? Because I actually probably would be the one to get up and leave. I wouldn't ask someone to leave my office. I'd say, you know, I need to think about this. I probably need a few minutes to digest this or however I would say it and be like, please excuse me. And I would get up and leave before I would ask someone to leave my office.
Oh, yeah. I'm really glad you mentioned that. Yeah. Don't say go. Because there's a rawness here with this, this expression, right? A real rawness, a childishness, a lack of control over your emotions. When you say go away, right? It's a lack of control.
Even in like a store, if someone were being asked to leave, they probably would say, please leave. Please leave the premises. Yeah, they wouldn't say go away. Because just like you said, there's a little bit of childishness, a little bit of immaturity.
That's the good thing. I love it. And then for me, the second takeaway for our listeners here is, you know, higher level takeaway is a conversation strategy that you're already doing. Aubrey, try to name people's emotions if you can, if it feels appropriate. That gives them this like sense of being seen, which is what we all want as human beings, right? Yeah, that's huge.
I love that. And it does diffuse. It diffuses. Mm-hmm. It makes you feel seen and heard and does nothing but positive as far as I've ever experienced.
And I also like it because when you do that, you say it's hard being a teenager. You're not presuming what she's feeling necessarily. You're just saying your scenario, your circumstance is hard, right? Exactly. So that's even better.
This could definitely carry over with friends, with coworkers. If you have a coworker who's venting about your boss or something, just to name it. So like, I can imagine that's really difficult.
Right.
Or I can imagine it's difficult to be in that situation and they feel heard without you having to also say something negative about someone that maybe you don't want to do that.
You got it. I love it. So good. So many takeaways for today for our listeners. And if you love this, guys, don't forget to hit follow on the show. Thanks for hanging out today, Aubrey, and for your wisdom.
Yes. Awesome. Thanks, Lindsay. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.